In today's Mishnah, we're in the first and second Mishnah, the second Perek of Masechta Horayot. And in this Perek, we're beginning learning about the Par HaMashiach, or also known as Par HaBa'a Kol HaMitzvot. And to explain, in the section of the Torah just prior to learning about Par HaLem Davar Shetzibor, we learn about a special offering that a Kohen HaMashiach, meaning a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with a special anointing oil, would have to bring. And what situation would he have to bring this Korban, this special bull offering? The situation is very similar to that of a Par HaLem Davar Shetzibor, meaning he ruled for himself regarding a detail related to prohibition that is punishable by karet incorrectly. And based on that ruling, he violated this prohibition. So that would be, again, sounds very, very similar to Par HaLem Davar Shetzibor. So Mishnah says, Horein Koach Mashiach La'atzmo, a Kohen Mashiach ruled for himself. Shogeg Vasa Shogeg, the ruling he made a mistake, and he went according to this ruling, then he would qualify to bring this par, this bull offering. If, however, Shogeg, the ruling was by mistake, Vasa Mezid, but however, he forgot about the ruling and deliberately violated his prohibition, or Mezid, he knew it was wrong, but he ruled nonetheless that this is permissible for him to do. But in the end, he violated the prohibition by mistake, meaning he thought, for example, he was eating shuman, which is permissible fats, and he ate chelev, which is forbidden fats. And the ruling was related to chelev. In those situations, we say he's patur, he's completely exempt from a korban for a deliberate violation, or also because, again, he was depending on a ruling that he deliberately erred or didn't really make a mistake, but he knew was incorrect. Next, Mishnah says, Shehorat kon Mashiach la'atzmo, korat beitin le'tzibur. So why is that so? Because we find that there are parallels between the laws, as I explained, of a kon Mashiach and this paralem davar she'tzibur. Just as when it comes to the paralem davar she'tzibur, as learned in the first parak, that both the ruling has to be b'shogeg, by mistake, and everyone has to be following that ruling, meaning the actions were based on assuming the ruling was correct. That is the only situation. Those are the two requirements you bring the par halem davar she'tzibur. So too by kon Mashiach, he will bring this special bull offering only if his ruling was by mistake and he acted according to his ruling and ultimately violated the prohibition. Let's now learn the second Mishnah. Mishnah begins. Horan, again we've got this kon Mashiach, this kon gadol. He ruled bifne atzmo, va'asa bifne atzmo. This is pretty much like we learned in the previous Mishnah. He ruled for himself by mistake and acted according to that ruling, meaning his own personal ruling. Then mit kaper lo bifne atzmo. Then he would bring his own bull offering. What happens, however, if Horam im hatzibur, this Kohen Gadol, sat on the Sanhedrin and ruled along with him? Vasa im hatzibur, and he also violated the prohibition along with everybody else. The question is, does he now bring his own korban separate from this parlem davar she'tzibur? Or will he be covered by this paralem davar she'tzibur? And the answer is, mit kaper, he's atoned for along with im hatzibur, with this paralem davar she'tzibur as well. Now, why is that? That is because in the psukim that relate to this special offering that the Kohen Gadol brings, it says, v'ikriv al chatato asher chata, that this offering is brought on a sin that he himself violated. It sounds like only for he on his own, as a personal error, that's when he will bring his own offering. However, in this situation, he can be covered by the paralem davar she'tzibur. And the Mishnah now explains that the reason why he can be covered by this paralem davar she'tzibur, because all the requirements and laws apply to one apply to the other, so they're pretty much, if not very, very simple, close to being the same type of korban, as we find she'ein beitin chayvim ad she'yorul levatel miktzat ulekayem mitzvah, that we find, as we learned in the first perek, that the types of mistake in their ruling that would qualify for this paralem davar she'tzibur is only regarding a detail related to this prohibition. If you remember, if they said this whole prohibition doesn't apply, well then it doesn't come under this topic of paralem davar she'tzibur. Simply say, it says it explicitly in the Torah. If you remember, we said it only applies to a detail. And so too, we find by the laws of Kohen Mashiach that requirement as well. Similarly, v'lo b'avada zara, also when it comes to a prohibition related to idol worship as well, as we said by paralem davar she'tzibur, in that situation he brought a par and se'ir, also, both by the Tzibur and by the Kohen Mashiach, it's ad shiru levatel miktsat olekem miktsat. That's if there was a mistake regarding a detail or a part of the mitzvah and not the entire, sorry, not mitzvah, prohibition itself. The way the Mefarshim explained the ending of this Mishnah, given that we find, once again, that the laws that relate to a paralem davar she'tzibur and this paramashiach, that relates to Kohen Gadol, are the same, that's why in a situation where he ruled along with them, and he violated the prohibition by mistake along with him, he can be covered satisfactorily by this paralem davar she'tzibur and doesn't have to bring his own. Those are the Mishnah today.